Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it is Thursday, and it is on. Jason DeRusha in for Chad Hartman. Dan Cook is here, keeping things under control. At least that's what you told me you'd be doing.
That's what I'm going to attempt to do.
Good luck is what I say. Poor Laura Oakes, get used to someone interrupting the news. That's what I like to do.
That's okay. I can handle that.
You
can.
I feel like you could handle just about anything. Look at the goons you have to work with at this place.
They're nice goons.
That's true.
Every goon has his role.
Lovable.
It's okay.
Lovable
goons, yes.
Lovable goons, exactly.
Right.
So I think you heard the Corey Heppala love fest.
A little bit, yes.
Corey is very excited.
When Corey gets excited about somebody, he doesn't tend to hide it, no.
No, it's not. I like the enthusiasm.
Yep.
Reminds me a little bit about the person who goes on a first date and comes home and is getting married to this person.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. We're talking about Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, who gave his first news conference today. And I will tell you, he got emotional, which I think... Look, we're used to Rick Spielman, and Rick Spielman, I actually did a profile of him years ago for Minneapolis St. Paul magazine.
Okay.
And it was quite a process to get it set up. Like, you know, the NFL likes to control their, well, they just stop, full stop right there. They like to control everything.
Gatekeepers everywhere.
And they like to control their image. So the idea of like doing a sit down interview over lunch that was going to go in a magazine, they were a little nervous, put it that way. But Rick was great, and he actually has an incredibly compelling personal story.
Really?
He and his wife have adopted a number of children. Like, it's pretty amazing. Like, he's an amazing human being. Now, does that make you a good or bad general manager? No, it makes you neither. Separate deal, right? So anyway, Kwesi in his news conference, and I think we pulled the sound. Let me know if this moment seals the deal for you, that this is our guy. He is the, just give him the key to the city right now. Here's Kwesi Adofo-Mensah.
She always had this phrase. She always had this phrase. Sorry, I didn't think I was going to cry. I was telling her not to cry. She always had this phrase. When something was go on in life, you know, all I can do is work. That's all she would tell me. All I can do is work. So, you know, when I see problems now, I kind of get this smile on my face and I think of my mom. I roll up my sleeves and that's when I'm most comfortable. She's everything to me.
Kwesi loves his mama.
That seals the deal for me. That's all I need.
I mean, it's very nice. It's very nice. I would love my sons someday to talk about my wife like that.
Yeah.
That would be nice. But in the studio at Channel 4, where we were kind of showing this live, because the Vikings have a new general manager and everybody was carrying this live on TV, my cohorts were like, I love this guy.
Yes.
I love him. Is that all it takes? You just have to love your mother?
No, it's bigger than that. He is not afraid to show that side of him. It's the humanity and it's the real person there that you're seeing who's not afraid to show it.
Dan, are you ready? Is it time for the parade?
As a card-carrying mama's boy, I can absolutely identify with
that. It was a great moment.
It was a great moment. Look, he was authentic. He connected with people. He won the press conference. If you want to know what that phrase, winning the press conference, looks like, just go back and watch that. That's how you win a press conference. Has absolutely nothing to do with anything in terms of...
No, we don't know anything about the guy,
GM,
really, right?
I have no idea. But in terms of making a good first impression, that's about as good as you can do.
Yes. Ditto.
It's better... Better or equal to or worse if he had expressed a lifelong desire to experience the Minnesota State Fair? Where would you rank it? Which would be more appealing to the Minnesota audience?
I think the
It's a tough call.
It's true.
It's a tough call.
No, the sincerity wins over the State Fair, I think.
Yeah. It has to be a moment, right? No matter what your career is, right? No, none of us will rise up to be the general manager of, well, thinking of some of the general managers I've worked for in my career, maybe I shouldn't be so bold to say that none of us will rise up to become the general manager. But you know what I mean? Most of us and most people listening, you don't want that kind of job. You don't want that responsibility or, you know, it's just not your interest. But it is, I don't know, like it's loving your mom. It is a sign of good character. I think that you would talk about it. And mom was there at the news conference. It was a nice moment. I guess that's you. Like Dan said, he won the news conference.
Yes, he did.
You know, is it weird that people are this interested in the general manager of the football team? I mean, head coach, you get it. You're like, yep. Is this like the end of how much we're going to hear about this guy once the head coach starts?
No. No, because he's got a
huge... Or is this the new era? Like,
It's a new era, and part of it's the fact that the Vikings are the biggest deal in town when it comes to sports. And between fantasy football and talk sports radio, everybody is convinced they can do a better job than the head coach and the general manager in terms of constructing a roster and calling plays on the field.
Right. So fantasy football has made us all into our
right. GM. So the interest is rabid in these positions, and no, absolutely, especially given the roster decisions that this guy is going to have to make in relatively short order. No, people are going to be interested in him for a while.
Is this a reminder that despite proclaiming ourselves the state of hockey, nothing competes with football?
It's brilliant marketing on the part of the Wild. I'll never, slam
them. It's a great slogan.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And no one loves hockey probably like Minnesotans, you know what I mean? Compared to any other state, do we love hockey more than most?
I think probably. Probably the folks in Massachusetts would probably argue that with you.
That's what they do.
That's what they do.
Massachusetts people.
That's what they do. But at the same time, no. I mean, if you just interest level of the Vikings is beyond anything, exponentially beyond anything else in this town. The most popular sports team in Minnesota is the Vikings. The second most popular sports team in Minnesota is the Green Bay Packers. The NFL just dwarfs everything.
Yeah.
Do you think that kind of goes back to just that there is such a rich history in so many decades of Vikings football that everybody can relate to, growing up in their household with their parents getting into it and the old Met Stadium and all of that lore just kind of plays into it, I think so.
I think that's right. When you think about, there are certain things as Minnesotans that we have a shared language about. And one is the weather. We all can tell the war story of the coldest morning or the biggest snowfall. And the second is the biggest Vikings disappointment that we lived through.
Yep.
Right? Which field goal miss was it that we remember most? Which disappointment was it that we comforted our crying child,
right?
Or we were the crying child, right?
Right?
Like, I mean, I've only lived here 18 years and I have enough of those Viking stories with my own kids. I mean, I'll never forget being in Philadelphia when the Vikings had just the ultimate choke where it looked like they were going to the Super Bowl on the heels of the Minneapolis Miracle. I'm out there for Channel 4 covering the story. And I felt bad that I wasn't sitting with Sam, my kid, who's a rabid sports fan. And so I call home as things are, you're in the fourth quarter and it's like this thing has gone south.
They got trucked.
They just got trucked. Mm. It was awful. And Sam, I was like, oh, man, Like, I'm sorry I wasn't there with you.
Yes.
To go through it together. You know? But we all have those.
There is a latent.
And now it's hope. It's like the first day of school.
Yeah. Yes.
It's nothing but optimism and hope and excitement.
There's a latent insecurity or inferiority complex that goes with being a Minnesotan and being in flyover country, and why do the coasts always get all the attention? There's that vibe that's constantly here. And the Vikings' history plays into that in such a perfect way. Four Super Bowls, all losses, 41 donut, getting trucked in Philadelphia as you were about to host the Super Bowl. I mean, there's just a long, long history that absolutely plays into that insecurity that we all have as Minnesotans. That just sucks us in.
Well, we're not going to do all Vikings talk all day, I promise you. But we are going to have Matthew Collier, the Purple Insider, on to talk about the new general manager and maybe give us some talking points and some information about the new general manager that, about Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, that'll help all of us sound like we're smart sports people when we have, because you know this is what people are going to be talking about for the next couple days. And if that's what people are going to be talking about, that's what we're going to talk about here on News Talk 830 WCCO. In a minute, I will share the new name for the Minnesota women's soccer team. They have come up with their nickname and their team name. We'll talk about that. Plus, little story from the front lines with the vaccine mandate. What is life like visiting an iconic Minneapolis restaurant? All that coming up here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Little windy out there. Wind going at 18 miles an hour. It is 12:23 here on CCO. Jason DeRusha in for Chad Hartman. Have you heard about this women's soccer team? We have, you got to give huge credit to the team that is organizing this women's soccer team, because they have gotten an incredible amount of coverage for a soccer team that is essentially like in between college and pro. So, like, I think a lot of us don't have a shared language on this kind of thing. But to me, it's like the St. Paul Saints, before they became AAA Twins, were about the lowest of the low when it came to minor league baseball. They were before A, right? Is that fair?
Because they were an independent team, it's a little bit more difficult to slot them into the structure. Most of the time that I heard it described as loosely AA level baseball.
So they thought they were AA.
Right.
Right, but they were really
They weren't an affiliate.
They weren't an affiliate.
That was the skill level-ish to play.
Players, right? So it's hard to know. You're like, how do we describe this?
Right.
It is being described as pre-professional, which also another term I think would be amateur, right?
Rec league, intramural.
So it's above rec league. It's going to be like college players before they've gone pro is sort of who I would expect to see on this thing. I don't know. Who knows? It doesn't really matter. It's just exciting for women in Minnesota and girls who are playing soccer to have a team here that you can go watch and give you something to shoot for, right? So that the competitive nature of it, the league, to me, it doesn't really matter. Now, I don't want people to freak out that we're not, like, putting highlights on the news. Well, we probably will, because they're so good. Andrea Yock is, like, the queen of marketing who's in charge of this club. But they have community ownership, which is really interesting. Like, people got to chip in money. Anyway, today they announced their name. Just within the last 25 minutes, they announced their name. They had three finalists, and they chose the name Minnesota Aurora, the Minnesota Aurora FC. So kind of a Northern Lights nod. Very nice logo and design, I think. So it was going to be Firefox, Aurora, or Arctic.
Yeah, they picked the right one then.
I think Aurora is the right answer.
Arctic, you can make it work. Firefox, I would not have.
Firefox, a great web browser.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And that would have been confusing.
No, it's not great.
You're right about the logo. The logo is nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Like,
and you have a lot of possibilities, right? Because Northern Lights have sort of an infinite color palette. but you're kind of in this like cool blues and turquoise and
it's a little kind of a seafoam.
Ooh,
bit to there, right? Oh, right? How about that?
I heard it. Wow! All of a sudden, it's Mr. Pantone over here. didn't Pantone like random? Didn't they pick a color this year? Like they made up. This is the genius. This is how like you have. This is like oh yeah, very Perry. Very Perry is the Pantone color of the year 2022, which they made up.
Sure.
Which I love. Like if you had asked me. Jason, who's the broadcaster, the 2022 broadcaster of the year? Thanks for asking. It's me.
Sure.
Or it's like, yeah. It's something I sell.
Yeah.
Pantone made up their own kind of.
Like anyway. if you go to the University of Wisconsin, my alma mater, and you ask them what their colors are, they will not tell you red and white. It is not red and white.
No.
It is cardinal. And white. And if you go to the Ohio State University, it's not red and gray. It's scarlet and gray.
All right. So now you know.
Yeah.
Get ready.
It's a sports thing, man.
Look, if you don't know about the Minnesota Aurora FC, you're sexist. You're sexist. It's that simple. You can't.
You're a misogynist dinosaur.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, I'm just previewing my emails when we don't show highlights from the matches.
Yeah.
Which we probably will because they'll be in the middle of the summer.
Sure.
What else is going on? You've shown the Twins. There's no college or high school stuff.
Well, you know the Loons will be playing because they play like 11 and a half months out of the year.
It's a very long season. Very long season.
They'll be around. So you'll already have some soccer and mix this in and it'll be perfect. Yeah.
It's going to be fun. So anyway, vaccine mandate in effect in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And today we are standing by. We're watching to see if there will be a court decision. Yesterday there was a consortium of restaurant owners who challenged it. And, you know, I think people are getting off the topic a little bit. There's a lot of debate as to whether restaurants, you know, is the reason that restaurant business is down, is it because it's been just cold as can be? Or is it because people are locking down a little more because of Omicron? Or because restaurants have fewer hours available because their staff members are quarantining or out. All of those are factors. Bottom line is restaurant business right now stinks. It stinks in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Now go out a bit. People are having a grand old time. But it's January. Like January is always slow. So there's debate, you know, is restaurant business down? I don't know. Last night I was at Jack's Cafe and my wife and I had to double check that it was open because there were two cars in the parking lot. In Northeast Minneapolis. Is that because of the vaccine mandate? I doubt it. I don't know. They told me that they were getting, like, big groups were canceling. So if you have a group of 10, they would cancel because maybe there's one person in the group who wasn't vaccinated or didn't want to deal with it. Either way, I don't think the mandate is a significant business factor in terms of restaurant business being down right now. That's not really the legal issue. The issue is, should the mayor have this authority over restaurants? Are we, in fact, in an emergency right now? That's a legal issue. I will say at Jack's Cafe, they were checking vaccination cards. I think people wondered, like, would they check? Would they not? They checked.
That seems to be pretty mixed.
Pretty mixed.
Yeah, I heard of somebody over in St. Paul that went to a restaurant and just said decidedly no, nobody was checking.
State has said like they've gotten about 30 complaints so far, or the cities, I guess. I said on this show last week that I don't much care if they check or not. They should. I think they should. I think the proper thing to do is challenge this in court instead of just not checking. But I think the mandate is the thing. So if you believe that the mandate is the right thing to do, and if you believe that it has an impact on health, I think the actual checking, I mean, yeah, if no one checked, then this thing isn't working. But I think there is a deterrent effect. You know, I wouldn't come on this show and argue like, well, why are we putting stop signs at the end of streets if there isn't someone checking every stop sign? Like, that's just not how things work. You can have a rule, and most of us follow rules, I think. I will say, like, I feel for the restaurants right now. It's tough. It's tough out there, and I don't know what the right thing to do is, you know? I mean, people, if people are making the choice to stay home, I do think at a certain point, as a society, people have to give themselves permission to re-enter society.
Right.
Or be okay with the fact that our downtowns are never going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have as many restaurant choices as we might want. And maybe you just accept that. I'm not saying which way is right or wrong, but there are consequences to the decision to lock down in your house forever. So I think people just have to get their arms around that. And I think most people are going to want to go back into the world. But, you know, there are people who are immune compromised. People, mm-hmm. people can tell you every single reason why they don't want to reenter the world.
Right.
I get it. I get it. They're all valid. I'm not going to tell you it's not, you know. But, Dan, I mean, I think we both share a concern. We're in downtown Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. You want to see this come back.
You do. I'm not counting on it being what it was prior to 2020. I don't. Whatever the new normal is going to be, I know that's an overused phrase. But it's not, in my mind, going to be what it was. And so trying to figure out what that's going to be is a challenge for everybody because, you know, yeah, if you're a business and you're trying to negotiate this, especially if you're in the restaurant business, I mean, this whatever you want to say about the vaccine mandate, I know they're trying to spin it as being helpful because now people that are vaccinated would be feel more safe coming out. I don't think that's really what's going to happen. I mean, whatever this is going to impact, it's going to have, it's not going to be a positive one for restaurants, at least in the short term. And I do think it's going to be short term because all the numbers seem to be trending in a particular direction.
For sure, which is great, right? Like, that's the great news about COVID. We'll talk more about this as we continue. What is the future of Kirk Cousins? What do you want to happen to Kirk Cousins? We'll get some answers about that in light of the new general manager being introduced to Minnesota today. Matthew Collar joins us in a couple of minutes after we do weather here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, big day here in Minnesota. Big day for Vikings fans as we are full of hope and optimism. New general manager. Hey, let's be honest. As we bring in Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider. You can get him at purpleinsider.substack.com. Hey, Matthew, how's it going?
Oh, not too bad. A flurry of optimism, some might say.
I think that's very nice. Very nice. We are full of optimism because, you know, I mean, what other choice do we have? I guess I'll start with the news conference from Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the Princeton guy who was on like the JV basketball team, kind of the practice squad, who ended up in finance and then in football, and now has probably one of the most desired jobs in football, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that anytime you can join an organization with a history like this, that is run the way that it is. I mean, I'm standing inside PCO Performance Center right now, and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah said that he didn't necessarily believe that he was going to be blown away by the facilities, and then arrived here and went, oh, okay, this billion-dollar stadium and this incredible practice facility and building. And I think that it's a very favorable job just from the stability of the organization and what you take over. Even when we don't even talk about what they have on the roster, I think it's one of the most favorable positions to be in.
Matthew, you were over there for the news conference today. What were your impressions?
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest impression is that, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah does not want to be known as the analytics guy. Like, he doesn't
want... Yeah, what was that about when he was like, analytics, I don't even know what that is. Get real. What a bunch of nonsense that was.
Yeah, right. I think that what he's
Princeton.
Trying to give... Right, what he's trying to give off is a message of, like, sometimes when you say someone's an analytics guy, it sounds like they're going to tune out scouting. Mm. But really, scouting is a major part of analytics. Think about it this way. Like, if you scout players and you look and see that players who have a certain trait have a greater chance to succeed, and then you're making a decision between two players that you really like, and your research tells you that scouting reports that say X, Y, or Z tend to correlate to success, I mean, then you're making a better decision based on your research, which is based on scouting. So I think that what he's talking about is, like, analytics and scouting, they go together, they go hand in hand, and he had a great line about how they try to cover each other's blind spots. And I think that that's the smart way to look at it. He doesn't want to be viewed as, oh, I'm the boy genius who's going to make all these decisions based on the numbers, and they're going to go off the deep end and do all these things that other teams aren't doing. I don't think that that's it.
Moneyball. This isn't like the Moneyball approach necessarily.
Well, the thing is that everything is Moneyball.
Well,
now.
Yes, like, right. Yes. Right.
I mean, if you're not Moneyball, then you're, like, not doing this job at this point, really. I mean, there's probably a handful of teams that have old-school scouts that don't understand anything. But Pro Football Focus, the analytics website, I mean, they have contracts with all 32 teams at this point. And all 32 teams have analytics departments. People are paid to do analytics. What we saw was this year, more teams went for it on fourth down than ever before. More teams used motion before snaps than ever before. Teams don't draft running backs in the first round anymore. Like, we are in the middle of the Moneyball revolution, and if you're either ahead of it or you're behind it, and I think today the Vikings became ahead of it.
Matthew Koller and his crew at Purple Insider do podcast cover the Minnesota Vikings every day. And the number one question, I mean, I think it's hard for me to read. I think fans are excited and interested in who the general manager was going to be. But let's be real. Nobody knows if this guy is going to do a good job or a bad job. Who knows, right? It's not like you can say, like, he has no track record running a show. So we'll see. Like, we'll see how it goes. What most of us, I think, are interested in is two questions. One is about the coach. Two is about the quarterback, right?
Right.
And did we get any insight today on either of those fronts?
No. as expected, right?
Right.
I think today.
Well, he wasn't going to say, like, Kirk Cousins, see you later.
Right. He didn't come out and say, can't wait to draft my first quarterback. that would have certainly made some waves, and I don't think that he's the type of guy that wants to do that. But, you know, that's the thing about Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is that we're going to find out really quick how he views this roster and where he sees this team as being. Like, does he see this team as being somebody that's close to being in contention and needs to build around Kirk Cousins? I have a really tough time thinking that's how he views it. They haven't won all that many games in the last couple of years with Cousins at the helm. I don't think you're a guard or another nose tackle away from that, and I don't know how he could see it differently, but that doesn't mean necessarily that you're trading Cousins on your first day. And like you said, the biggest decision that's next is hiring the coach.
Right.
And I think more than anything, what we saw with Spielman and Zimmer at the end, at one time, Spielman and Zimmer were in lockstep, but at the end, they most certainly were not. They were on very different pages. And so that's the place where Adolfo Mensah has to start, is get on the right page with a coach that you hire and draft a quarterback that you guys both like and are all in on, and build the organization around that. Because that foundational piece over the last 4 years of the GM, the coach, the quarterback all seeing things the same way, well, if you watched any press conference from any of them recently, you know exactly where everybody stood.
We're talking with Matthew Koller, Purple Insider. Matthew, to me, it is significant in a league that has largely black players that we haven't seen many black general managers at all. It's significant, I think, don't you, that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is not another old white guy, or not the, you know, younger child or brother of some other NFL insider?
Yeah, no, I do think there's significance.
Nobody
there.
Really did anyone really get into that? I don't know that we heard that in the news conference.
No, yeah, no, it really wasn't a big conversation, but I think that it really is important to this organization to be viewed as progressive. And this is another reason that Mike Zimmer wasn't much of a fit in recent years, because from the very top, from Andrew Miller, from the Wilson, Andrew Miller, who are really calling the shots here, I think that they want to be ahead of the game in this type of area. And they want to do a full search and find the best person for the job. I mean, look, I don't know if, Kwesi is going to be good or not, but look at the man's resume. I mean, you don't get a whole lot more impressive than that. And yet, people like him in the NFL, because of, like you said, about nepotism and things like that, have been left behind in this. And you see it with head coaches, too, that there are very few black head coaches. I believe just one is Mike Tomlin, right, after Brian Flores got fired. The NFL, I think, has made an effort to get people like Kwesi Adofo-Mensah in front of teams. And then when he does, he's got an opportunity to impress. And that's important toward finding the best person for the job.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think it matters. I mean, I'll be interested to hear his thoughts on it. But he's spoken before in interviews about the value of representation. And I think it's pretty clear, as you said, that the Wilfs, you know, the fact that the general manager and the head coach weren't really vibing with the players. Look, that's just where things are going right now. The old school GM, the old school coach. It's a different deal to motivate this generation of players. And not that you have to be young to do that. Kwesi is only 40. But you have to be committed to the idea that that counts, that that matters, right?
Well, I think that it's always worked to understand where players stood and to communicate with them. It's just that maybe we've studied it a little more and understand just how important it is. Like, yeah. I think that sometimes we watch an old NFL films clips of Bill Parcells yelling at his players, and we think that that was Bill Parcells, right? But right. I watched a documentary on Curtis Martin, and he talked about when he won the MVP, he gave his trophy to Bill Parcells because that's how much he meant in his life. I think Zimmer didn't have that with any players. And if he didn't have it with Eric Kendricks, then he didn't have it with anybody.
All right, who's
right? So I think always been important to understand where everybody stands, to communicate, to be meaningful parts of each other's lives. And I think that they have someone who understands that and who is clearly, from what you saw today, a great communicator. And I think we'll hire a coach who feels the same way about that importance. Plus, one thing that Kwesi said that really stuck out to me, he talked about how smart players are. NFL players, not all of them, a lot of them, are an impressive group in terms of their intelligence. They know the game. They know what wins. They know what's going on. And the previous group just didn't care. They said, we're in charge. It's not our – you go play. We're in charge. I don't think we're going to have that atmosphere now inside TCO Performance Center.
Matthew Koller, before you go, who is going to be the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings?
I don't know. And I don't think I don't think they know yet either, because I've been told that there's going to be more interviews that happen that we could see. I mean, possibly Eric Bieniemy be discussed. I think they have talked to some good candidates, but I know right now they're looking into, should it be an offensive coach? Should it be a defensive coach? So it could be a little while before we have an answer on that.
All right. Let's hope we don't get just the last person standing. There are a lot of teams looking for a coach. Matthew Koller, Purple Insider. Check the podcast. Check the Substack. We appreciate it, Matthew. Thanks for shuffling your schedule and being with us on this Thursday.
Yep, sure thing. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he goes, Matthew Koller. Menu hacks at McDonald's. Think of the most disgusting thing you could do with food at McDonald's. And it may, in fact, be on the menu starting Monday. We'll talk about it next on News Talk 830 WCCO. 26 degrees. Our weather brought to you by APA Medical. McDonald's is putting menu hacks on their menu on Monday. These are things people do, you know, maybe they do it on TikTok or Instagram. Like, there are things they've done with regular McDonald's items. And now McDonald's, they're not giving you a deal. You still have to order the pieces and you put it together, but you can click on it and order it. So, for example, how does the land, air, and sea sound to you, Dan Cook?
Sounds intriguing.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
Take a Big Mac, a McChicken, and a Filet-O-Fish and combine it into one sandwich.
There you go. That sounds like a lot of cholesterol, but
sounds,
you know.
That sounds like a very bad idea to me. Yeah. How about the surf and turf? Surf and turf. It's a double cheeseburger.
Yeah.
With a Filet-O-Fish in the middle.
See, now that I might be able to do.
A little crunch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ketchup, mustard, Filet-O-Fish. I guess why not?
Yeah. I mean, the horseradish has to be in there?
The crunchy double sounds good to me.
Okay.
Double cheeseburger with chicken McNuggets.
Sure.
That sounds fine. This is the most logical one. The hash brown McMuffin.
Right.
It's just, people have been doing this already, I guess. It's just a McMuffin, and you stick your hash brown in it. It's pretty smart. 12:58, Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to see if your home's windows and insulation are as energy efficient as they could be. CBS News coming up in just a minute. Plus, the U.S. economy doing better than it has since the Reagan presidency. So why don't we feel it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.